Winston's boys have completed an undefeated regular season. District basketball tournament is coming up for them next week, and head basketball coach of Winston's, Eric Lewis. Winston completed the stretch with the HDC tournament and then finished out the league season on Tuesday night against East Harrison. First things first, though, first game of the HDC tournament, coach, was against Tri-County. You know, because of the way the tournament needs to be constructed, and I think you just want to go to one Saturday and just be playing on one Saturday, it means that, you know, the best way to fit it in is to get a bunch of games in on Saturday, but that kind of creates a unique environment. Generally not, you know, only the stalwarts are there, I guess, in terms of fans, but you know, they're games that need to be played, and you got through it in the first round.
Yeah, I think, you know, I heard some of the interviews about how quiet the gym was. I think Coach Owen said it might have been the quietest gym he ever coached in. There weren't a lot of fans from other locations. Of course, that's the nature of some of the first-round games, you know, when you have 1-8s and 2-7s and 3-6s or 6 of the 8 games. A lot of the casual fans do stay away, and you just get the parents coming. I do like the idea of getting these 8 games played on that opening Saturday because it is February, and if we get any weather on Monday and Tuesday, it puts the whole week behind. So getting the whole first round played allows us later on in the week to be able to complete the tournament in 2 days if necessary. We are in the last 2 weeks of the season. So our game with Tri-County, you know, we played Tri-County earlier, and they are a younger team, and, you know, their goal all year has been to improve, probably on a little bit different goal for the season, you know, than us, where we have an experienced older team, and our goals and objectives are a little bit different than theirs. But we got out to an early first quarter lead, and there was a lot of bench time, and a lot of people scored, and a lot of people got to play. Probably except for my starters, they probably played 2 quarters this game, and we had a comfortable margin of victory at the end. But, you know, Griffin Harris and Cy Youthy had some great time in the lane and hit their shots and hit a high percent. Even senior Sexton Plotty, all three of our post players had a real good game here against a smaller team.
All right, East Harrison in the semifinal was a win, a 78-46 win that was every bit as comfortable as what the margin would indicate. But you know, I'll say East Harrison is a team that, you know, they're right among everybody else in that mid-pack of the league this year.
I think this tournament, it was great timing for this particular team, where they're at in their career and their postseason goals and ambitions, to be able to host this tournament right at the end of the season, a week or two before district, really. You know, I really think it helped us focus and raise our level of play, and I think it showed up in these last 2 games of this tournament. We jumped out to a huge lead in the first half. Rather than playing my starters the first and third, I tried something different and played them both the first and second quarter and kept a pretty intense level of defense up the entire half. You know, we got a lot of transition layups. We played at a really fast rate, and we had a very large lead at half, and we played our bench. Coach Dice does a great job with this. He's only got 5 or 6 players, and I heard him talking about depth. He didn't have depth. And they played against you know, my second string, and I think that group played them pretty much even. I think the third quarter was 15-14. But the fourth quarter, my third group to come in, I tried to leave one player in to play with them, but they still weren't ready to compete against juniors and seniors, especially with, you know, Robertson and Claycomb, and they got loose you know, scored 8 or so points in that fourth quarter themselves, just those two, and the other kids scored some. So, but great game for the Redbirds. Jacob Lewis got loose. You know, I talked about the post players in the first game. I think the guards got loose a little bit for me here. It got into some transition, but also some perimeter shooting against East Harrison zone.
All right, Mercer in the championship game, an 80-34 victory against, you know, a team that has clearly separated from everybody beneath them in the league as well. You know, there are some games that have a little bit more staying power rather than others, you know, in memories, ones that you'll remember throughout the season, maybe because of the way you played, who was involved in the game, where it was playing at, some things like that. This one would certainly fit that category. I would think this might also fit a category of games you'll remember for a career.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, Stuart, because of this, you know, the companion game to this was last year's HDC tournament title before Christmas with 2 state-ranked teams, and both of them may have been undefeated at that time. And it was how we won that last year with the full-court pressure, and it was just just an onslaught, like a tidal wave in the first half that we threw at them. I didn't get that same sense of excitement and emotion in this one. You know, I think we just, you know, seemed to, we didn't do it by pressing this time. It was we just kind of pulled away trip by trip, hitting a few more shots than them. You know, the three-point line makes a difference. We pulled away, but all of a sudden you look up at the score at halftime, and it is pretty similar to what it was last year, with a 44-16 point lead. You know, Craig got hot in the first half, and all the boys played great defense. I don't think we allowed Mercer to be able to get into, you know, exactly what they wanted to do, and I don't think they shot real well either. I think, you know, Coach Wyatt and I talked about that. He hasn't felt that they've shot the ball as well lately here, but I do feel we played some pretty good defense, trying to stop the penetration while keeping track of Hartley on the perimeter and stopping Briar Noe from penetrating. He got through the defense a few times last year. I thought we had a good defensive game plan. The kids followed well. We had really balanced scoring from our starters, and our fans turned out. You know, we dominated the gym, and they were up and chanting defense and brought great enthusiasm. Our boys do play well in tournament championship games this year. I mean, if you look, Trenton, we came out with an explosion against Trenton in the Gallatin tournament and Stuartsville in the Osborne tournament, and then this one. So that bodes well for us for the postseason. I hope our fans will continue to show up, and our boys will get excited and have a great start in the first quarter.
All right, had East Harrison to finish up the regular season. You won what now is a fourth consecutive conference championship with a victory that was at Winston, won 65-25. You talked about East Harrison's depth and their lack thereof, but unfortunately their depth got tested a little in that game.
Well, you talked about monumental wins and memories. This, while not being a monumental win, will certainly be one we remember because it was such an odd game. We had an injury, a concussion to one of our girls, and then we had a 30-minute wait on an ambulance. And that girls' game finished up 5-on-4. And here we go in the boys' game. And we have we come out and do execute in the first quarter, and we're up 24-2. But somewhere in that late first quarter or second quarter, they have a boy go down with a knee. Dakota goes down with a knee, and then a few minutes later, and so we start playing 4-on-4, standing a boy in front of our bench. And the next thing you know, Justin Roberts, our point guard, rolls an ankle. So we're literally playing 3-on-3, and my two boys are standing in front of the bench, and I'm letting the boys decide. They're hollering out two names every time, every other trip, and on offense, making a change there. We don't want to do it on defense and give up a layup, but we finished out the half, and Dakota was able to come back and play the second half, and that was played 4-on-4 entire second half. So a different look, style of game, and we, I think, 11 different Redbirds scored, and there was a lot of different playing time from our bench. It wasn't exactly how we wanted to finish out our conference season and win a conference title. It had such an odd feeling because of the 4-on-4 and 3-on-3. But, you know, we went to the locker room, and I did congratulate them on that and finished out another pretty good regular season. Then we've got the one advantage is we had the rest of the week that we could practice and try to get ready for district in the postseason.
All right, next up is going to be that postseason, and this time, you know, you head away, a little different venue this time. Again, that, you know, the regular season is one thing, but you've progressed now to a point, and the other thing you've probably done is you've got a little taste now of deep postseason runs, and when you get a taste of it, it gives you a little bit more incentive to try to get further. And this is the week. You've always said before, regardless of the caliber of the team, this is the week that you were preparing for, and just trying to move on.
Yeah, and we have prepared. There's some names that's been on a short list of teams in Northwest Missouri, and we always worry about what we do first, but it's no secret that Bramer is sitting right there in our district, and you know, they don't have the flashiest record or anything, but if you look at who they've lost to, North Andrew by 1, Stanbury by 3, twice to Lathrop, to Trenton, their losses have come against top-notch ranked teams. And so we've watched them all year long, watched them last night against Polo, and they're definitely capable of putting together a great game in a night and knocking us off. So we've kept track of them. But then Worth County and Mercer and Jefferson and obviously North Andrew, being the Max Preps number one ranked team in the state. They're a great team, and we're just going to have to be ready every time we play. And Oric is a newer-looking gym. The kids, I think, you know, it's a new facility. It doesn't have a lot of fan seating, so fans are going to want to get there. They're early for games. But it's only about an hour to hour, 10-minute drive for people, so it's not too far off. We've got Mercer and some other venues on our schedule that are a long drive. And, you know, we won't have a girls team this week with the concussion. We're down, so, you know, I'm not sure how that will affect us. Those fans might come watch the boys. We might have an even larger crowd. I'm not for sure, but we'll play boys on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, finishing up at 1 o'clock on Saturday.
All right, that's Winston head basketball coach Eric Lewis.